Hello and welcome to another I Never Could Get the Hang of Thursdays episode of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I like to share one of my short stories, and as always, at the end of the episode, I will talk a bit about the story, where it came from, how it came together, or anything else that comes to mind. So if you're interested, then stick around at the end. For now, let's get into it. This week is called The Planet Hoppers.
Not this motion again.
Kruskik roared, his large lupine mouth giving an extra weight to his anger.
The humans are just too stupid to be let in. They need another few hundred years before they are ready.
The millions of viewers were mostly spamming disagreement in the main log. The Intergalactic Council sessions were usually a dull, boring affair, and only the most invested bothered to watch the Hollows beam to all the worlds in the Federation. Whenever humans were involved, the viewership exploded. I mused that the driving force behind a lot of these motions to make contact with the humans were to bring in more viewers. Kruskik finished out his tirade, but didn't say anything new there. I looked over to the semi-liquid form of Dahmans as he flowed upright, taking his turn.
This is unprecedented. The Council has never been in this situation before. We are aware of the species due to portal 70H32D. And now we know of them, we cannot sit idly by. If we made contact and guided them into the Council, it would stop them slaughtering each other.
I tuned out. He was going the magnanimous route, claiming that we should do it to save lives. Dahmans knew, as well as everyone else listening, that this was false. Humans seemed to be the kind of species that killed each other over made-up reasons constantly. They were like the Storm Sentinels. They fought because that was what they wanted, and figured out the reasons halfway through, even if they bothered to do that. No, Dahmans wanted them in because humans, as far as we could tell, were insane. They invented like it was second nature. They would constantly throw themselves into terrible situations for what seemed like fun. Sure, sometimes humans would die, but that never stopped them. Another group would be trying to succeed before the first were cold, almost as if to spite them. The Dahmans needed inventors, and they needed new planets. Their own home system was being bled dry as they did not have many usable planets. They figured the humans would take over the exploration from the Argovinians and do it in what could only be a uniquely human way. Hopefully they would speed up the exploration, as everything we knew about humans so far, we would just need to show them portal technology, and they will start flinging themselves around the universe without a second thought. As each counselor took their time making their case, I knew it was not going anywhere. All the votes would be cast the same way. The viewers watching knew as well, mostly still spamming that humans should still be let in. The Council puts forward a united face, that every species on the Council is equal, but of course reality is never that easy. The Old Guard, the species that established the First Council, always held more sway, especially Argovinians as the inventors of portals. Most viewers wanted the humans in ever since they were discovered by Portal 70H32D. As portal endpoints are completely random, the opening of a portal that close to another sentient species was such an amazing stroke of luck, good or bad. Usually endpoints were light years away from a species, so by the time they found the endpoint, they were ready to join the Federation. One had never been opened literally in the same solar system as another species. It had been the talk of the entire Federation ever since. It was supposed to be locked down by the Argovinians, but information of the humans trickled out into the greater network. Turns out the humans were an incredibly noisy species. They had not bothered to invent targeted communication. Instead, they just spewed everything out across their planet. Which, of course, with the endpoint on the other side of their local moon, meant it all got picked up and spread to the network. Before the Argovinians had realized what humans were like as a species, so much of their culture had already flooded through the portal, and people were hungry for more. It didn't help that the Argovinians believed that nothing should be done fast, so it had been a long time before the endpoint was locked down. Linois, the counselor for the Argovinians, hauled his massive frame upright and begun his slow speech. I was only half listening to his drawling voice.
Too presumptuous, not be hasty. Caution above all.
I was pulled back as his rumbling baritone was cut short. He was looking off to someone not physically present in the meeting. Why was someone interrupting Lenoir's greatest hits? Lenoir looked like he was going pale. It was hard to tell as his face is a mass of overlapping plates of flesh harder than titanium. His little eyes, which I could only just make out, looked scared. Member Lenoir, you're almost out of time. Are we holding you up for more important business? The voice of the first seat cut across my thoughts. Of course, first seat sounded annoyed. This whole thing was a farce, and now Lenoir was not even keeping up his act. My apologies, first seat, Lenoir quickly replied. Argovinians never did anything quickly. I have just received news. It seems there was unexpected issue with the cloaking of Endpoint 70H32D. We're still not... I brought up the viewers. It was going insane. Even with the full council moderation team, it was out of control. Cloaking down was repeated millions of times. They know. Started to slowly make more headway and drown out everything else. I looked in disbelief back to Lenoir as he said the words I knew would change the course of the entire Federation. The humans have found Endpoint 70H32D. That was The Planet Hoppers. This one came about as a vague thought I had a long time ago about what it would be like for alien life if they found out about humans. In most sci-fi stories, the aliens are highly advanced and are so much better than us in every way. I always found that slightly annoying. I mean, as a species, we are insane if you stop and think about it. We have bones that we use for ripping and tearing flesh. We are capable of crazy feats of strength and endurance. We are basically meat sacks powered by electricity. Why are humans depicted as inferior in so much sci-fi? Later on, I found a subreddit, Humans Are Space Orcs, which really inspired me. So in this universe, I started playing with the idea of humans joining the Galactic Federation and quickly find the majority of expansion and the hunt for more resources are handled by a specific group of aliens. But it's incredibly slow and tedious, as the endpoint technology opens up the portals at random. So of course, no species would be brave or stupid enough to simply jump through a new endpoint. You would have to first do a massive amount of scouting and research to ensure it was safe or even worth using. But humans are that kind of brave and stupid. Think about it, why have so many humans explored Earth? Gone on ridiculous missions to the South Pole, or climb Everest, or try and map the Amazon. They knew they might, or even probably die, but they did it anyway. So of course, when faced with this new tech, with the promise of being the literal first beings through an endpoint, there would be no end to the humans who would fight for the chance to go through. There was a quote that started it all for me, which was a faux conversation. It started, What? You sent humans to a place 100 degrees below freezing? Yeah. And they didn't die? Well, the first few did. People died of the cold and your solution was to send more people? I love that little story. This was the universe I was playing in. I have more, but I really wanted to get this first part out and to see how it played. I'm very happy with how it turned out. So stay tuned for more in the Planet Hopper universe. That's all for this week. Don't forget, I have a Patreon up if you want to throw some support my way. You can find the details on my website, daverights.com. That's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. Hopefully I'll see you all next week. Take care.